Hello there. Welcome to the Help My Website Sucks podcast. You are listening to me, your host and freelance web designer, Amy Gumbrell. I love talking about all things websites, but what I love even more is helping others navigate the wonderful world of web design. I'm truly grateful you're here, and if you want to listen to future episodes, hit the follow button now. Over on social media, I'm at @2cowsweb, so do pop over and say hi. I'd like to share some of my own experiences as a web designer and some of the common questions and issues that pop up again and again. This episode is all about the different types of websites out there and what is going to work best for you and your business. I'm even going to talk about how web design has changed over time, just because I did say this podcast was a guide to web design, so you are welcome. As you can probably tell, this is going to be a bumper episode, so let's get cracking. In the early days, the internet wasn't accessible on your mobile phone, and tablets were a distant dream back then. If you were lucky enough to be able to view websites, you probably did so with a desktop computer, so there was absolutely no need to make them more complex. Websites were static, they remained a fixed width of pixels, and they didn't change for anything, which seems rather unfathomable in this day and age. Believe it or not, though, you may still come across websites built this way. I, however, would not recommend it at all. After static websites came those websites designed using fluid or liquid web design. This is when the width of the page elements, such as images and text boxes, are set proportional to the width of the screen. So it looked the same on all devices, except the page elements would be wider or narrower. Now, some people do like to replace the word fluid with responsive, which is something you may have heard of, but personally, I don't agree. Responsive design doesn't simply change the width of page elements. It rearranges or gets rid of page content, depending on the screen size, which helps to improve user experience. In responsive web design, we use breakpoints. These are specific widths in pixels of the user's visible area of a web page. So when this changes, it triggers a change in the layout. For example, you may use your laptop to shop at an online store where all the products are laid out in a row of three, spaced evenly across the screen. Yet when you've gone to view the same website on your mobile phone, suddenly, those products are on top of each other in a stacked column, so you have to scroll down to view them. This is such a common feature of modern day websites, you may not even realise it's an actual thing. So after that brief history of web design, let's move on and talk about the types of websites available. The one that you may have heard of is a brochure site. This does exactly what it says on the tin. It's your online version of the glossy magazine sitting in the reception area of your company. It offers your potential customers a clear snapshot of everything that is important to know about you and your business before they make contact. In my experience, many small businesses and freelancers opt for a brochure site. However, that being said, really, a brochure site underpins many of the other types of websites I'm going to talk about. We're just simply adding extra bits and pieces to a brochure site to make it do different things for us and our business. Something that you may like to add on to your website is a blog. Having a blog on your website is a massive, awesome, happy high five for those search engine rankings. More on how a blog is good for SEO another time, perhaps. In fact, you'll find that a blog is a standard feature of many websites, but it can also be considered as a standalone website type. For example, WordPress was originally developed as a blogging platform, and it's still known for its top-notch features. And by blog, I mean a log of something informational on the web, a weblog, if you will. For example, you may have an interest in fashion and want to create a blog to record and share your thoughts and opinions on various fashion-related topics, such as next season's hottest leggings or perhaps your favourite type of shoe. It's entirely up to you. Moving on swiftly, we've got portfolio websites. Now, these are a great way to connect with customers where showing examples of your work helps to explain your value. Those in the creative industry, such as graphic designers, web designers, hello, artists, photographers, to name a few, would find this type particularly useful. It's also a great way to showcase presentations, podcast appearances, and talks you may have given. I think a portfolio website is a great example of the idea of show, don't tell. Work's a treat. This brings us nicely onto some really specific website types. Is your business goal to create an online digital magazine or journal? Well, a magazine website's what you need. Although there's been a move back to print media with wonderful indie publishers creating gorgeous slap-it-in-your-hand magazines, there are still lots of consumers out there using technology to catch up on and follow the latest news. To get this type of website right, the design and layout needs to be consistent with how your customers read articles. It should allow you to cram in as much content as possible on each page. This is clever, well thought out web design. And thankfully, there are lots of examples out there, from the massive national news websites to small niche companies creating regular content perfect for their particular audiences. For those businesses where you run events and your goal is to get people to go to them, yep, you've guessed it, try an events booking website. Two key features jump out at me when getting these types of websites right. Number one, an events booking system software that's easy to use, must be integral to the design. And number two, it must inspire excitement and anticipation the minute your visitor arrives at your website. It has to grab their attention and then turn it into action. Do you want them to book the event straight away? Or do you want their email address to build up a subscriber list of potential attendees for future events? Once you know what you want from them, you can design a beautiful events booking website. They do cross over with other types of websites such as membership, directory, and e-commerce. It all depends on what your goals are. A membership site, simply put, offers content that only members of that website can see. They're given login details to a password-protected area on the website, sometimes for a fee, to provide additional value. For example, you may sign up for an event on the events booking website, but in order to buy tickets for that event at a discounted rate, you may pay to be a member. If you've got a business that wants to provide a service for the local community, such as a list of local cafes, a directory website may be exactly what you need. You could even add in a membership element to your directory website by asking local cafes to pay to be featured. Or you can add an events booking element to highlight local cafes running events. The possibilities are endless. Many of these combinations have one thing in common that they use on their websites, and that is sales, namely selling online or e-commerce. This is probably the website type most people can identify straight away, as most people have bought a product or service online before. So for business, whatever your setup, large or small, having a website that facilitates online selling opens up a myriad of possibilities. You can use e-commerce for so many types of transactions, and it doesn't matter if it's business to business or business to consumer or even consumer to consumer. There is truly an e-commerce option for you. We've got retail, wholesale, drop shipping, crowdfunding, subscriptions, physical products, digital products, services, and everything in between. In fact, I'm pretty sure I don't need to sell this type of website to you. pun very much intended. But just a wee word of warning. Setting up an e-commerce website throws up lots of interesting challenges to overcome, so it's not for the faint-hearted. Personally, I love working on e-commerce websites because I love that design and functionality are having a bit of a showdown. Neither will budge, yet they are both equally important. And my job is to find a way for them to get along and work in harmony. Surely it's every web designer's dream. Well, that was a lot of information about websites, wasn't it? Did you find it helpful? Have I mentioned any that you think may suit you and your business? I really do hope so. And if you want to tell me all about it, I'm at Two Cows Web on social media. You could even leave me a review too, if you like. And of course, please hit follow to listen to more episodes about web design. Thank you for listening and goodbye for now. See you next time. For more information, visit twocowsweb.co.uk/podcast. Help My Website Sucks is a vibrant sound media production.